Hello from my guest from the American International School of Budapest. How are you doing?
Very fine.
Fine? Alex, are you okay? Because you're going to play an important part here. So are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good, good.
Never been better.
All right. And my Fozeca students, hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
Right. Are you going to play the musical instrument here in this show?
No?
Oh, what a pity. And we have a special guest. His name is Mr. Nagy Viktor. And he's going to play a very weird instrument. I mean, look at this instrument. What are you, Viktor?
Normally, I'm a percussion drummer, but this is just an item.
This is just an item, a very special drum. Where did you learn playing the drums?
Here, in Budapest, but I had a Nigerian teacher.
Yeah. Right. So how long did it take for you?
About four years.
4 years. Great. Okay. We are going to ask you to play something for us a little bit later.
Okay.
So it's going to be about music. And I hope you're going to have a couple of words for you at the back, sitting at the back. Great. And the first word is csobbanás. Good. Vonós hangszerek.
No.
Karmesteri pálca.
No.
No? Ledönti az akadályokat.
No.
Hallás útján.
After hearing.
Good guess. Csecsebecse.
No.
Wonderful words. You've got some ideas, American?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Right. So, I think that a good piece of art brings all the senses together. What are all the senses?
Touch.
Seeing. Angry, hearing.
Smelling.
Tasting. And touching or feeling. Right. Okay. Now, there's going to be a picture, and I think this picture is just wonderful to bring all the senses together. Can you make it out properly?
Looks like a swimming
pool. Okay,
yeah.
Alex, try to connect all your five senses to this picture. Feeling, smelling, seeing, touching, everything. Okay. Can you connect your senses?
To the pool?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so feeling the water, I guess, smelling like chlorine.
Chlorine?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Fantastic. Chlorine, you know, it's a sort of gas they put in the swimming pool, right?
What's the other one?
Hearing?
Hearing, like a splash, you know, when you jump in.
Right.
And,
Tasting?
Tasting.
Again, the chlorine.
Yeah, that.
You know, the chlorine in the water.
Yeah, hear that.
Right. Okay. Wonderful. And this painting is by David Hockney, and he painted it in California. This is a typical Californian scenery, okay? And what do you think the title of this picture is?
Swimming pool.
No, say it again.
Splash.
Splash. Actually, the title is A Bigger Splash. And where's the guy?
In the water.
In the water. Yeah. You're very clever. Fantastic today, you're very clever. So in the water. Okay. And you see, it's a piece of art, and we collected all the senses. All right. Now, put up your hand if you have ever learned to play a musical instrument. Katie, fire off.
Well, I learned how to play the recorder, but everybody knows how to play the recorder, so it's nothing really special. And I learned how to play the guitar, but I forgot how to play the guitar. But I enjoy playing the
basket. All right, you're going to play. You've got something weird.
Yeah.
Two things. Would you just hold them?
Everybody can play the maracas.
Okay, so would you say it again?
The maracas.
The maracas.
Could.
Right. Wow. Fantastic. Right. Okay, Rudy?
I learned how to play the recorder as well. And bongo drums, congo drums.
So your sense of rhythm is pretty good then.
Very good.
We are going to put it to a test.
Oh, good.
Rudy can sing too.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
No, seriously.
Okay. Alex, what about you?
I played the recorder like Katie when I was a kid, and then I've been playing the piano since I was five, I think.
So
six.
how long have you been playing the piano?
12 years.
12 years.
Yeah.
Over to you.
Oh, no.
Over to you. And you've got 45 seconds to play something really flashy and nice.
Okay.
I believe you. So wait a sec.
Yes.
You know how to play the piano, or you learned?
I learned for 6 years. Yeah.
But no. You don't feel like playing the piano now after this performance, right, David?
I've learned playing on the piano for 2.5 years, but I've forgotten everything about it. Reading the notes and
right,
and
that's it. And Amesha, what about you?
Sorry, I haven't learned playing any instrument.
No, that's it. All right, now we are going to form a symphony orchestra. How about this? But before forming the symphony orchestra, how can we categorize all these instruments? I mean, there are 80 instruments, but they fall basically into, I believe, four categories. Can anybody come up with the four categories? Wanda or Maki, you can come up with this in Hungarian, the four categories. Say it again. Say the first one again, please. Everybody, please. Stringed instruments.
Stringed instruments.
Good. What is the next? Okay, just a sec. I need a little bit. Everybody, please. Percussion.
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 Good. Wanda? All right, but as far as wind instruments are concerned, they fall into two categories. Woodwind instruments.
Woodwind.
What would you say in Hungarian? Fafugor. And we have brass instruments.
Brass.
Rézfugor. Now, so far so good, but it's going to be very tough. Life is tough, and English for you is even tougher.
Really?
Because I've got 9 cards. And each card has an instrument. Choose one.
Oh, no.
Choose one. Oh yes. Don't show it to anyone, please.
You probably got the
idea. Yeah, choose one.
Oh my God.
I'm going to give you 3.
Oh, mine is
right. Right. Does everybody have one?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. You want to take part in this? Okay, I've got one more.
Okay.
Right. And I'm going to be the conductor.
Cool.
And what I need is a... What's this?
A stick.
Yes,
a
it's
wand.
A very... It's a very special stick. It's called baton.
A baton.
And this is a very special baton, because this is Maestro Tamás Vásári's baton, the principal conductor of the symphony orchestra. It's his. Right. So what I'm going to do now, if I say stringed instruments, I would like you to stand up if you have a stringed instrument. Stringed instrument.
Come on.
You're not sure? Okay. Rudy, could you show? Can you mime the instrument? Okay, look at Rudy, everybody. Look at Rudy.
The violin.
The violin, is that correct?
Yes, that's
violin,
right.
Violin, very good. Could you show your instrument?
Yeah.
Look at him.
Cello?
It's bigger,
viola?
I would say.
It's
called? Double bass.
Yeah.
Double bass, and David, what have you got? Could you show it?
Something like that, I don't know really.
Can I have a look at it?
Violin cello.
Violin cello. Violin cello. Good. Violin cello. Sorry about that. Violin cello. And we have the stringed instruments here, and they're going to come up pretty soon. So violin, violin cello, double bass, and viola. In Hungarian, viola?
Bracho.
Right. Good. Now it's my turn again. If you have a woodwind instrument, would you stand up, please? Woodwind instrument. What is not absolutely sure. Well, could you just mime? Could you just play this instrument? Look at Maki, and we're going to find out what.
Clarinet?
No. Bassoon.
Bassoon.
Say it again.
Bassoon.
Bassoon. Bassoon. Fagot. Bassoon. No more. Woodwind instruments. Okay. And here we go. Woodwind instruments. Bassoon, fagot, piccolo, flute. Oh, come on, would you play the flute
now?
Sure. Play the flute.
That's
the flute, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And we have the piccolo, it's the little one.
Mm-hmm.
And we have clarinet.
Yeah,
We don't need the E, I'm afraid. And we have the oboe. We have the oboe, right? There's no E here, I'm sorry about that. Okay. Brass instruments, stand up. Up, up. What have you got? I mean, don't say it, just play it.
Something like that.
Sure.
Okay, it's better. Can you say that? Say.
French horn.
French horn.
It's round.
Yeah, it's round. French horn, good. Okay, Alex, what have you got?
Do I say or do I...
Do it.
Trombone. Yeah. Trombone. Trombone. And what have you... Can you mime it?
I really don't know. It's big.
Tuba.
Yes.
You have the tuba. Okay, here we go. Brass instruments. Horn. Good. French horn, bodasztőt, trumpet, trombita, tuba, or the same in Hungarian, and trombone, puzon. Right. Yes, and the last one is percussion instruments. Okay. Wanda, it's your turn. You are center stage. Okay.
Triangle.
Yes.
Wonderful. Triangle, and what have you got?
Drums.
Okay. They have a
bass drum. That's a big one. The bass drum is a big one. Okay. So could we have the percussion instruments here? Cymbals? Cintanya. Triangle. You know that. Snare drum. Pergődob. Mm-hmm. Snare drum. Bass drum. Nagydob. And kettle drum. Üsdob. Right. Thank you very much. And I'm going to put it down. And... have you ever heard the name Evelyn Glennie?
No.
You're going to meet her now, and my question is, what is she? That's the first question. How many instruments can you see? So could you count the instruments? That's your job. And your job is to find out what she calls one of her instruments. Okay? Yes.
But really very, very beautiful indeed. These are my practice sticks. You can see how well used they are. I've been doing a lot of practice, I think. But some of the instruments I love to explore are the more unusual instruments, and so we have here two octaves of plastic tubing, and this instrument is called the batonka, and it's quite a groovy kind of instrument.
Okay, so Victor enjoyed it, right? It was really great.
Yes,
is it difficult to play these instruments?
It was too short time, but yeah. I
yeah.
Think so.
Okay, one of them was an exhaust pipe. Kipufogo, an exhaust pipe. So how many instruments could you count?
Sorry.
Five instruments, and what is she?
Musician.
What kind of musician?
Drummer.
Percussionist. Okay, and your job was to... I mean, she was using an adjective. What kind of an instrument was it?
Groovy.
You know what groovy in Hungarian is? Dögösh.
Cool.
Groovy. Yeah, trendy. Cool. Right. Okay. Now, we are going to listen to the first part of the report, and your job is to, well, all of you, what do we learn about Evelyn?
Evelyn Glennie has turned the beat on its head. By dispelling prejudice and tearing down the barriers between classical and progressive music, she ranks as one of the world's few full-time solo percussionists. The 33-year-old helped push percussion as a solo art form when it was regarded as part of the orchestra pit.
Right. Katie?
She really broke the barrier between classical and more freelance music.
Yeah.
Yeah, she tore down the barriers and she fused them together a little bit more.
How old is she?
33.
33. And there's one more very, very important thing about her.
She's a soloist.
Say it again.
She's a soloist.
A solo percussionist. She tore down the barriers between classical and progressive music. She tore down the barriers. Good. All right. Fine. Now the next thing we're going to do, right, in what ways does she find percussion great?
Percussion is great visually, it's great orally as well, but for me as a player, it's bringing all our senses together to create some kind of emotion, really. I need that from any instrument, you know, out with percussion. So that's the art of it, really, is the art of communication.
So what does she think about percussion? Yes, say it.
She says that they are great and they bring the senses together.
What kind of senses?
All the senses.
Alex?
Especially visual and oral.
Right. She said it's great both visually and orally. Now I've got two word cards here. Which one would you go for?
The right
or the left? Both are pronounced orally. There's no difference, but the meaning is very different.
The right.
This one is orally, connected with the hearing. And this one is connected with the mouth. But very confusing words, you must be very careful. Orally. But this one is connected with the hearing. Right? You got that. Fine. All right. Now, Victor, could you please imitate playing? So don't touch your instrument. And you guys try to imagine the sound.
That's right.
Thank you. Did you hear it a little? Could you? Okay. Would you do the same but with sound? So do it and now touch it. Thanks a lot. Did it meet your expectation?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. It's going to be very, very important when we watch the next bit. And the question is, how many instruments has she got? And your job is, what happened to her at the age of 8?
That's what we use when we go into shops and hotels and things like that.
Glennie is always on the lookout for a new sound to add to her collection that now tops 1,200 instruments.
Just pick something. Oh, what's this? A frying pan. A frying pan. Why not?
She says she likes to create her own sound world, and that is what makes her virtuosity even more remarkable. She lost her hearing at the age of 8.
Everybody's shocked in the studio.
Oh.
And when I first saw this, I couldn't believe my ears. So what happened to her at the age of 8?
She lost her hearing.
She lost her hearing. She's deaf. She can't hear anything. And let me turn to you. Can you imagine, I mean, you are a percussionist, you're a musician. What would happen to you if you lost your hearing? Could you go on playing the instrument?
I can't. I don't know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Right. So when I heard it, I checked it, I double-checked it, and then I checked it again, because I couldn't believe my ears. Okay, so how many instruments does she have?
1,200.
1,200, they are very weird instruments. You at the back understand the problem, right?
Yes.
She's deaf?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay, could you identify Evelyn's accent?
Irish.
No, I don't think
Scottish,
it's Irish. Say it.
Scottish
accent. That was typical Scottish accent. Right? Evelyn's accent was Scottish. A boat? Very interesting. I like that very much. Okay, so how are your feelings? I mean, you have just learned that this woman is deaf. Rudy?
That's strange.
Because usually when you're deaf, you don't speak as well.
Yeah, but if she learned it, if she lost it at 8, then she would have learned how to speak before that.
Right. I find it very, very inspirational.
Yeah, that's probably why she likes collecting all these sounds.
Right. And I think this is an example, and the report was very interesting. I mean, they didn't really notice very much. Yeah, they didn't put a lot of emphasis on this. I mean, she's deaf, okay, but she's a percussionist because she can overcome this problem. Yeah. Right? I find it very, very inspirational. Okay, so what we are going to do, could you play something for us? And we are going to imagine a picture. I mean, it's just the other way around. If Evelyn sees something, she imagines sounds. Now we are going to do the other way around. We are going to listen to something and we are going to have pictures in our mind. Okay. Bambi?
Have you seen
the fawn?
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Okay.
In the woods?
Yeah, like jumping around.
Jumping around in the woods. Bambi jumping around in the woods. Nice picture. Rudy, what have you got?
Like, I'm in a jungle or something and there's all these animals around me and stuff.
What kind of animals can you see?
Like tigers, lions, all this stuff.
Like a little bit scary, a little bit?
Wild animals, yeah.
Scary. Katie?
I thought of rain.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Like raindrops.
But where are you? Inside?
Inside, yeah, and you hear it on your roof.
On the roof,
or
right.
Or on the window, yeah. Or on the leaves, or something.
Nice, isn't it? Amisha, what have you got? What kind of picture?
I can imagine some kind of tropic area with a woman shaking her stomach.
A pot belly dancer?
Yeah.
A pot belly dancer. And what have you
got? Well, I imagine clay.
You imagine?
Clay.
Clay?
Yeah.
Ojog?
Yeah.
You imagine clay?
Sure.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
You don't know why?
I had
okay,
brush.
And David?
I imagined a tribal dance around the fire.
Campfire, tribal dance. Good. Now, I think we have a little time and you're going to teach us a couple of basic rhythms, okay? Put up your hand if you think that your sense of rhythm is good. Okay. Rudy, Katie, Machi, Emesha. You okay? No, you're not very...
No.
Okay, good. Could you show a very simple one? And we're going to give it to Rudy then. And you have to do the same thing, Rudy.
No, that's not...
Okay. Just do it.
I don't
know. Yeah, it was slightly, but it was very good. Thank you very much. How about another one?
Not for me.
No. My rhythm sucks. You don't want to give it to me. Yeah, Rudy will do this
for you. Okay. Rudy, you want to try it again? Okay. This is going to be the last thing.
Wait.
Okay, so much about music and rhythms. And okay, how about the words at the back? Chobanash.
Flash.
You remember the picture?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Bolo shongsere.
Stringed.
You know, guitar has six strings. Okay. The next one. Kormesh teripatsa.
Baton.
Baton. Leaden tears, ofadayokas.
Tear down the berry.
Be very careful. Tear.
Tear.
This is tear, and this is tear. Tear down the. Holash utyan.
Orally.
But be very careful because it's AU. Okay? And the next one.
Cheche.
Brick-a-brack. Thank you very much. Thank you, Victor.
Thank you.
We've been having fun, and see you in 2 weeks.
a klerikalizmus ellen tűzzel, vassal golyószóróval és börtönnel is harcolunk, mert nálunk nem klerikális, tehát papi, hanem munkásparaszt uralom van.
Annak
1963. decemberében a vatikáni zsinatra utazó 10 püspökből és 3 kísérőkből álló delegációból 10 voltak a BM informátorai.
Hitvallók és ügynökök. Állam és egyház kapcsolata. Vasárnap 16 óra 35 perckor az M2-n.
Ez a dokumentumfilm a Maki nevű csodás teremtményekről szól. A nagy kérdés, hogy merre keressem őket. Madagaszkáron 33 Maki faj él. Az ő számukra az ember valaki, aki talán hoz egy banánt. Azért ilyen nyugodtak, mert ma vasárnap is. Ez egy életre szóló élmény, és ebből nem is kell több ebben az életben.
Filmsztárok a vadonban. John Cleese és a Makik. Vasárnap 18 óra 30 perckor az M2-n.